WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a little mishap? You know, that sinking feeling when you totally mess up something simple, or maybe even just compare yourself to others and feel a pang of inadequacy. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help you turn those negative vibes around? It's called self-compassion, and it's seriously life-changing. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time? That's what self-compassion is all about. Being your own best pal, especially when things get rough. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your mistakes, it's about acknowledging them with kindness, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. Today, we're diving deep into this powerful practice, how to cultivate self-compassion and treat yourself like the amazing human you truly are. Buckle up, because these five key takeaways are going to blow your mind. Number 1. Recognize that you're not alone in this mess. Seriously, everyone messes up, stumbles, and feels those moments of inadequacy. It's part of the human experience. The sooner you accept that, the less pressure you put on yourself to be perfect all the time. Remember, even those seemingly flawless people you see on social media have their own struggles behind the scenes. Number 2. Treat yourself like a friend in need. Imagine your best friend is going through something tough. Maybe they bombed an exam or had a major misunderstanding with someone. How would you treat them? Would you berate them, criticize every little detail, and make them feel worse? Nope. You'd offer words of comfort, encouragement, and understanding. So why not extend that same level of kindness to yourself? Number 3. Silence that inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads that constantly judges and criticizes us. But here's the thing. It's just a voice, not the ultimate truth. Learn to recognize when that inner critic is getting out of hand and gently challenge its negativity. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and respect, regardless of your mistakes or imperfections. Number 4. Focus on your strengths and celebrate your wins. We tend to dwell on our shortcomings but forget to celebrate our achievements, big and small. Take some time each day to acknowledge your strengths, skills, and accomplishments. It could be anything from finishing a challenging project to simply making it through a tough day with grace. Remember, celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and fosters self-love. Number 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can do wonders for your sense of self-compassion. When you're mindful, you're more aware of your thoughts and emotions without judgment. This helps you detach from negative self-talk and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Try incorporating mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing exercises into your daily routine. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation at work? Or maybe you tripped and fell in front of everyone? I bet those moments felt awful embarrassing, right? You probably went into self-criticism mode, replaying the whole thing in your head, wishing you could do it all over again. But what if instead of beating yourself up, you offered yourself a little kindness? Maybe you'd say something like, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but I'm still learning and growing." You can even laugh it off with a playful, "Well, at least I provided some entertainment." The point is, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes, it's about acknowledging them with grace, learning from them, and moving forward with kindness. Remember, you're worthy of love, respect, and compassion, especially from yourself. So, what can you do today to practice self-compassion? Start by acknowledging those negative thought patterns and gently redirecting them towards self-kindness. Treat yourself like you treat a dear friend with understanding, support, and encouragement. And remember, every small step counts. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep rocking that self-love journey. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.